Thank you, Sarah. Our final batch of news stories includes fears for the future of Chapelfield Shopping Centre, and a new video is produced to tackle bad behaviour at football matches. But first, the Canaries had a very exciting game of football.
Despite there being no home match at Carrow Road, the area around the stadium was awash in a sea of yellow and green as hundreds began their journey down to the capital for the Canaries' huge FA Cup tie with Tottenham Hotspur. The fans who took their seats on 21 coaches which departed the ground were among a bumper away contingent of 9,000 people who snapped up tickets. Along with those who headed to the capital on the coaches, around 8,000 more travelled by rail or by road. Opposition manager José Mourinho described City's huge away support as beautiful in his press conference. The excitement was palpable outside Carrow Road as the fans waited to board the coaches and set off on what promised to be a memorable trip. And memorable it was, as Norwich City progressed to the quarterfinals of the FA Cup for the first time in 28 years after beating José Mourinho's Tottenham Hotspur on penalties. The Canaries started slowly and were punished in the opening 15 minutes when José Mourinho's men took the lead after exploiting City's zonal marking system. Jan van Tongen gave the hosts the lead after 13 minutes, with the Belgium defender meeting Giovanni Lo Celso free kick to power home past Tim Krul. City began to grow into the fixture and were carving out chances, most noticeably through Lucas Rupp. His shot from a distance was dropped by Michel Vroom, but City couldn't capitalise. In a bright second half, Josef Jirmash scored the equaliser after Vroom mistake followed Kenny McLean's fierce shot being split. With a 1-1 draw, Tim Krul was the hero, saving twice as the Canaries won the shot out 3-2 with Adam Ido and Marco Stiperman and Todd Cantwell all converting their spot kicks. City will face Manchester United or Derby County at Carrow Road for a place at Wembley.
An appeal to build a new breast cancer centre in Norwich has reached halfway after smashing through the £400,000 barrier. The Boudica breast cancer appeal at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital is trying to raise £800,000 to create a one-stop shop for patients. Dr. Anne Jouett, Director of Breast Imaging at the NNUH, said, "We've been overwhelmed by the support of the community, from individuals to groups and businesses."
Swearing and intimidating behaviour from parents at children's football matches is being tackled with a new video. In response to the problem, which impacts on grassroots clubs across Norfolk, the We Only Do Positive video was made by a Cossey Sports Club youth team to encourage parents, volunteer coaches and referees to think about their behaviour on the touchline and during games. The video has attracted nearly 1,000 views on the club's YouTube channel and features girls and boys aged 8 to 13 from four youth teams who reveal how aggressive language and behaviour impacts them negatively.
Road workers in Norwich City Centre have been getting abuse from frustrated drivers, prompting signs to be put up calling for motorists to be kind. Roadworks are taking place at Bank Plain in the city, with major improvement works scheduled to take place up until March the 27th. It means that one of the city's centre's main routes will be closed for up to 12 weeks, which Transport for Norwich conceded would cause some frustration for affected drivers. However, some motorists have been venting their frustration at those on scene who are carrying out the work, with one saying that they've been subjected to abuse on a regular basis. The work at Bank Plain has signed diversion routes in place as work to widen the footpath, create a segregated cycle lane and provide better access for cyclists is carried out. Below the standard road closure sign, a second notice has been put in place, asking people to be kind to the workers and warning them that CCTV is in use. The sign reads, "Please treat our staff with respect and follow instructions."
Shopping centre Chapelfield's owner, Inchu, has said it is looking at alternative options for its business after it was forced to abandon plans to raise £1.5 billion to pay off its debts. The landlord has tried to raise the cash from investors to pay off some of its £5 billion debt, but was rebuffed. The news could spell turbulent times for Chapelfield, as Inchu has begun selling off its assets in an attempt to rebalance the books. In trading update, Inchu revealed that its UK shopping centres had weathered a 2.5% drop in footfall across the sector and managed not to lose any customers. The news was a major frustration for Inchu boss Matthew Roberts, who said, "We will face further challenges in what has been an extraordinary few months for Inchu and the wider sector. But I am confident that we will face these head-on and emerge a leaner, fitter and more focused business."
A larger state-of-the-art kidney centre has opened in Norwich. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has moved its kidney centre from the Jack Pryor unit to a new unit at Francis Way in Beauthorpe. The Trust has created the purpose-built unit over the last 6 months with partners Diaverum to expand the service. The new centre now provides 39 dialysis stations, 10 more than before. It also has capacity to deliver dialysis for holidaymakers and visitors to Norfolk. Patients will also be able to use the dedicated home therapies unit to be trained to have their dialysis at home.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. You are receiving this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organization, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or by calling 01603 765 365. When you have finished with the memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn over the address label. And there's no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you've listened to all that interests you. All the features were taken from the Norwich Evening News with the kind permission of Archand, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for their audio version. We are always pleased to hear from our listeners, so if you would like to get in touch, you can call the office on 01603 765 365 and leave a message on our answer phone, or you can visit our website, cbtn.org.uk. We hope you have enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were Trevor Wood and Sophie Yeomans on part one. Peter Murch was a sound recordist and Sarah Lusher was the team leader. So that's all from us here at Chatterbox. So from me, Marianne Penn, goodbye.
And from me, Tim Peters, goodbye.